Hello there and welcome to today's episode where I'm going to be talking about those five things you will never find in my home as the Feng Shui Lady. Welcome to Feng Shui Living, a podcast for busy women looking to de-stress and live with more intention. I'm Lisa Morton and I'm passionate about helping you create a home that not only inspires you, but empowers you. Years ago, I was severely struggling with my mental health and wellness, and while I'd implemented yoga, meditation, therapy, and more, I just could not find that missing piece of the puzzle. And that was until I explored my home. You see, the interior designer in me had made it beautiful, but it wasn't supporting me energetically. Fast forward, and I've now been in the interior design industry for 20 years, and I've devoted the past 10 years to feng shui and a holistic design approach. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you interviews, stories, and knowledge, as well as some super easy, simple tips that you can take on today. If you're looking to be more intentional and create a life and home that you love, then you're in the right place. Hey there, Feng Shui friends. In today's episode, we're talking about five things that you will never find in my home as the Feng Shui Lady. So this all started, I wasn't even planning on doing this episode, but it started because I posted on Instagram, five things you'll never find in my home. And I had so many comments and people reached out to me. I got a ton of messages like, Lisa, explain this more, or I don't understand. Can you tell me more about this? So that's what today's episode is all about. So I'm going to go through five things you'll never find in my home. And I have two bonuses for you. Yeah, two bonuses that I wrote down that just extra little things. Okay. So number one, let's jump into number one. Number one is a TV in the bedroom. Now, I know some people are like, but no, I like watching my TV. And I fully understand. My guilty pleasure when I stay in a hotel is to get to bed early. I like to climb in. I have a glass of red wine and a bar of dark chocolate. And I sit there and watch TV. And it is my favorite time. This is just something I love to do. I feel so pampered and spoiled and just something I love. So I get it. However, it's not recommended to have a TV in your home for many reasons. So number one, we're going to get into it's a reflective quality. So when you're laying in bed, you're looking at that reflective quality, and it can invite in additional energy in many forms, including what you're watching. So if you do have a TV in your bedroom right now, I want you to be very mindful of what you're watching. Are you watching something positive, lighthearted, uplifting, or is it a scary movie? Because your bedroom is not I don't recommend any scary movies in my house, but especially your bedroom. You really need a light energy in your bedroom. And TVs, movies, they bring so much emotion and feeling. That energy really fills the room. Okay, so if you can't remove your TV, you maybe have a partner that isn't on board or something, there's a few things you can do. You can get a cabinet and place it in the cabinet and close the doors. And then you only have your TV out when you're watching it. So it's not just there all the time. Another option is, you know, like at a hotel, if I'm at a hotel, I always take scarves and wraps with me everywhere I go. And I'll throw a scarf over the TV so I don't have to see it. Okay, so you can get creative. I even recently saw someone made it this beautiful piece of framed art, and there was some mechanism that it would lower down in front of the TV. So the TV went away. And then when you wanted to use the TV, the art piece of art would move up. Very cool. So that's an option. You can, you know, try to cover it up somehow, but we also want it pleasing to look at. So, you know, I always recommend, if at all possible, move the TV into another area. Plus, this is going to help you sleep. This is going to help you sleep because I know a lot of my clients, they're like, oh, I'm just going to watch 20 minutes. And 2 hours later, they're engrossed in, you know, some series of Selling Sunset or one of those, right? So try to find another area to watch TV. The next item you'll never find in my home is actually a vintage or antique mirror. So when you bring anything vintage or antique into your home, it's very important to cleanse the energy of that item because you don't know where it's been. You don't know who's been around it, right? And things collect energy over time, right? They build up from people touching, their emotions, their feelings, things that are happening in the space. So it's always important to cleanse the energy of those vintage items before you bring them into your home. My process is I leave things out on the porch, and then I use my Gucci space clearing spritz to mist around and cleanse the energy. You can also use sage. You can do all kinds of different things, but it's important to cleanse the energy of your space. But there's something, and this is just my personal thing, there's something about vintage mirrors. Mirrors hold a lot of energy. So I've just, in my experience, I have not ever been comfortable bringing a vintage mirror into my home. And sometimes when I say this, I have clients that will be like, yeah, I get it. I do have a mirror that kind of feels a little funky. So if that's you, give it an extra good smudging. Take it outside, get some fresh air, cleanse it, bring it back in, see if it feels right. And if it doesn't, then it's time to remove it from your home. Okay. Let's move into number three is too much red in a room. Now, I know some people are like, I want a red bedroom. It's going to feel romantic. But red actually lifts your blood pressure. It lifts your energy. It's very yang. When we talk yin and yang, it's very yang in nature. So like elevating, right? And sleep, we're supposed to relax and go to sleep. So red is not going to support us in our sleep. So if you have a red room and you're not sleeping, that's your answer right there. If you want red, find a more appropriate place for it. In the past, red was great in dining rooms. There were a lot of red dining rooms. I'm personally not a red person. We moved into our home and there was a red dining room and I ended up doing this beautiful deep blue color on it. But if you want red, you know, dining room works, a workout room works, something where you need higher energy. I mean, there's a reason the certain fast food places, certain businesses have red in their logo or red on their buildings. They want you to like come in, eat really fast, and then head out the door quickly so they can serve someone else, right? It's just very high energy. So be mindful of red. Red will never be in my bedroom unless it's a small red candle. You can do just a pop just for a little romance. Next is, this is might surprise some of you because I know a lot of you are plant lovers. I don't recommend several plants in the same room. I actually guide my clients to do no more than 3 plants in a single room. And I will see sometimes going in that they have, 25 plants in the one room, in their living room, which, hey, if you love plants, I'm so happy for you. But experiment with spreading them throughout your space, not just placing them in one room or in front of one window. So plants in feng shui represent the wood element. This is all about growth, forward movement, growing upward. Think about the trees out in the forest, growing up, reaching up towards the sun, right? There's a lot of energy in that. And so this can lift the energy too much as well. So if you're feeling anxious in a room, maybe that could be why you have too many plants. So experiment with reducing the amount of plants in one specific area. So another little bonus here is when you're looking for plants, make sure you look for plants that have like soft, rounded leaves. We don't want anything pokey or sharp coming towards our body or being around our body. So always look for fluffy, soft. I mean, I love a fern, right? It just feels fluffy and soft, or these gentle rounded leaves. And I'm sorry if you're a cacti lover, they're cool to look at, but they are not good feng shui for your home. So I recommend not getting into any cacti. So that was 4 of my 5. The next one, sleeping under a steep angled roof or a beam. This will never happen. I recently worked with a woman and she reached out to me because she was having migraines and feeling frustrated and headaches and not doing well. Her bed, her head was under the bottom of a steep roof. And I know, like, these cute Cape Cods, these, you know, second stories have these really steep roofs. And, you know, I'll be honest, for this woman, we could not move her bed in any other direction. So we implemented a few feng shui cures to try to help her, you know, at least for now, because she wasn't willing to move down to the first floor bedroom. So we, you know, we had to work with what she was dealing with right there. So I'm happy to report she is experiencing less headaches, which just, I mean, no wonder if the ceiling's coming towards your body for so long, right? So it's steep angled ceilings and also beams. Try to avoid sleeping under a beam. And wow, I was just at a hotel and I keep seeing it a lot. They almost make this cutout so that they sink the bed into the wall, and then there's like a trim piece that goes over top with lighting, and it looks cool, but it's coming down towards your head. And I get so frustrated when I see that, because I know it's how it will affect you. So you always want to avoid sleeping under a really steep angled roof. Move your bed to another wall, right? Store something else there. Just move your bed and make sure there's not a beam directly over your head, folks, okay? So those are my five tips, but I have two more. You want two more? I have three more. I have two more. I have three more. I forgot. I have three more for you. All right. So, and I'm going to have a link to these tips if you want to get my tips, get a printout of them, so you know what we're talking about. You can grab that on my, on my website, or also I'll have a link in this week's newsletter, so you can sign up for that on my website too. You can also, while you're there, snag a free 15-minute discovery call. So this is a totally free, just a chance to, you know, maybe one of these things apply to you and you're like, I don't know what to do. How am I going to arrange my bed differently, or what do I do? We can have 15 minutes to chat about it and see where we go from there. So no commitment, nothing needed, just 15 minutes and we'll chat and see what we can do. I have three more tips for you, or three more things that you won't find in my house. The bonus number one is mirrors in the bedroom. So we talked about vintage antique mirrors, but I will not have a mirror in my bedroom. This is very similar to the TV. It's that reflective quality. And you always want the first thing you see to be something beautiful when you wake up. So if you are set on having a mirror in your bedroom, you can't put it in the closet or in another area, then I want to make sure it's not the first thing you see when you wake up. So you got to do this experiment. I want you to lay down in your bed, just like you're waking up. I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. And when you wake up, when you're doing your experiment, when you open your eyes, what is the first thing your eyes go to? Is it something beautiful? Is it the mirror? In the past, it was so popular to have the dresser with a mirror attached on top, right? And I go in homes and I see this and like, let's get rid of that mirror and let's replace it with a beautiful piece of art. Or, you know, like I have a wedding photo of my husband and I right there. So make it something really beautiful and really meaningful, because that's when you're first waking up, you're starting your day. Let's set the tone with something really fantastic and not just a mirror of like, you know, I don't know about you, but I wake up and my hair's doing things and crazy stuff. So no mirrors in the bedroom, if at all possible. The other thing is a view into the bathroom. Do you have a view into the bathroom from your bed? Okay, so after you do your mirror experiment where you're laying on your bed, you open your eyes, what is the first thing you see? Then I want you to look and see, can I see into the bathroom from my bed? If you can, then here's my solution, which this is my home. I have this in my own home. From my sleeping position, there's the door right there, and I look down the hall into the bathroom. Fortunately, it's not a view of the toilet, which that's a whole nother thing. I'd want to dive a little deeper with you, but you can simply, in my case, I'm able to just close the door. So if that's you, you can just close the door. You don't even have to close it all the way. Like I leave mine I probably close it about 75%, because I'm one of those, I do have to get up in the night and I want to sneak in and sneak out and be quiet. So you don't have to latch the door, just generally close it, and then make sure your eye is going to something beautiful, not that door, that view. Then something else that I wanted to add, my last bonus, is something I just worked with someone on. We were working on her home, and the first thing you'd see as you walked in were two things. One was the wastebasket, and then the other thing was the dog bowl, the water bowl. And I don't know if you have pets, but my dog's water bowl gets pretty gross pretty fast. It's pretty difficult to keep it nice and tidy. I mean, I'm always refreshing it, but there's always, I don't know, food residue, something. So that wasn't great. I had to remove that. And then I also had to remove the wastebasket. And she reached out instantly. It was like, I definitely felt an energy shift when I moved these, because they were the first thing she'd see, the first thing any guest would see as they'd walk in through her front door. So this is your little reminder to check for any wastebaskets. I don't want you to see a wastebasket from entering the front door or any room. It's really preferred to have it hidden in a bathroom. If you can put it under the vanity or slide it maybe behind a wall, you know, down alongside the toilet somewhere, so it's not right in view, like the first thing you see. Okay, we always want to avoid that. Well, friends, that is my list of things you will never find in my home. I'm sure there's a few more, and maybe I'll do a follow-up episode with, I don't know, a couple more items, but these are things that you won't find. Snag that 15-minute discovery call if you want to talk further. And if you guys have any questions about any of these and you're like, no, I really want my red bedroom, I'll listen. I might not agree, but we'll figure something out. We'll come to some sort of agreement there. That's all I have for now. I will see you guys next week on our next episode. Take care. I'd like to thank our production company, Garagio Media, the WELT 95.7 Studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.